When only shades of skin with multivitamins
protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or West Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. The best football in the world, it's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment, reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Feel the power. Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio.
Send in that tip over, Zach. Send in that tip over, baby. Send in that tip over.
Press briefing to address rising violence. RDA announces major progress on Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway, plans to open congested section within 7 days. In international news, Cameroon's opposition leader in the Gambia after fleeing for his safety. And in sports, MTN Super League side Kansanshi Dynamos have unveiled former Natsa Stars head coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema is set to address the nation on Tuesday at State House. This comes as Zambia faces growing concerns about instability and violence ahead of the 2026 elections, within the Catholic Church and civil society expressing alarm. In a recent speech, President Hichilema vowed that Zambia won't return to its dark chapter of political brutality, emphasizing violence, vandalism and hooliganism won't be tolerated. He urged citizens to reject provocation and warned against using tribe, region, or party identity to justify lawlessness. According to a statement issued by State House, Chief Communications Specialist, the briefing, scheduled for 10 hours at State House, is expected to outline the government's position and planned interventions in response to the escalating violence incidents. State House says the President considers the matter urgent and intends to communicate measures aimed at restoring calm and ensuring the safety of citizens. The Road Development Agency, RDA, Board Chairperson Engineer Eugene Hanzele says that the Lusaka-Ndola Dual Carriageway project has reached close to 60% completion, marking a significant milestone in one of the country's largest public-private partnership, PPP, infrastructure projects. Speaking during a press briefing in Osaka today, Engineer Hazele revealed that 236.15 kilometers of asphalt surfacing have so far been laid on the main Lusaka-Ndola road of a total targeted length of 617.53 kilometers, adding that the 45-kilometer Luansha Pisenge Masangano section is already under operation and maintenance. He acknowledged persistent public concerns regarding congestion on the carriageway, especially around 10 miles area, a problem that has caused delays and frustration for road users in recent months. The engineer said RDA has been in constant communication with the public over the matter, noting that despite the agency's around-the-clock efforts, some delays have been caused by factors beyond its control. However, he announced that relief is in sight, with the agency planning to open the congested section within the next 7 days, provided there are at least 3 to 4 days of favorable weather.
Made efforts to sensitize the citizens on these opportunities, our citizens will do that. If we are doing the road from Lusaka to Ndola,
I need to mention here, I think the RDA has constantly been in touch with the public over certain challenges, especially the congestion at the land. It's been a massive problem, and our team, they have been working around the clock to try and ease that congestion. But obviously, there are some challenges that are beyond their control that have created very serious problems. But on a good note, we wish to inform your colleagues that we are planning to open that road in the next 7 days.
Meanwhile, a call has been made for increased citizen sensitization on economic opportunities available along major transport corridors. Engineer Hazele highlighted potential business ventures such as resting stations, service points for truckers, lodges, and other facilities that can support increased traffic flow and stimulate local economies. He urged citizens to take advantage of these prospects and share the information widely, stressing that Zambia's economic growth depends on collective action and proactive engagement.
Maybe if we make efforts to sensitize the citizens on these opportunities, our citizens will do that. If we are doing the road from Lusaka to Ndola, how about saying citizens must think about being the ones who put up the filling stations, access for trucks, resting areas for trucks, lodges, basically roads that trucks. Of course, bring business into the environment. We need to take time to sensitize our citizenry on the opportunities that these PPP projects present to us. Otherwise, if we don't do it in business, there is no value.
More news. Munali constituency parliamentary aspirant Obi Musunga Chomba has expressed concern over what he describes as minimal and unclear utilization of the constituency development fund CDF in the area. Mr. Chomba said only a few CDF supported projects are visible in Munali, pointing to the construction of a school in Chelston, spearheaded by Tainda ward councillor. However, he argued that wards such as Kalikiriki, Kalingaringa, and Chakunkula have little to show in terms of CDF-funded developments. He further criticized that he called a lack of communication from the current leadership, saying constituents are being briefed on how much money the constituency receives or how it is being spent. He said leaders